Hey, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Good Advice Podcast. You're tuning in to the best resource where we talk about how to grow and scale your business in actionable, tangible ways. And today we got, it's a little bit of a special episode. We're actually not recording video today. It's probably the first time in, maybe a year that we haven't had a video side to this episode. It's just kind of how the week has gone in the sense of one thing has led to another, and we had to get this episode out. So unfortunately, no video on this one today. But we're talking about a little bit about, is entrepreneurship difficult? Is it hard? What are you getting yourself into? All that and more is on today's episode. And I'm going to be as honest as possible, as straightforward as possible. And this has all come out of some conversations I've had with other business owners, who are doing pretty well for themselves, 6 and 7 figures. We've just been having a lot of conversations in retrospect on the journey of entrepreneurship. And again, what the heck are you getting yourself into if you're turning a side hustle into a full-time gig? All that and more is on today's show. But before we dive in, we do have a word from one of the amazing businesses that sponsor the podcast. Check out this quick ad and we'll be right back soon. Have you ever put out some content or run a new advertising campaign or tried to launch a service that you just knew had magic to it, and then you were shocked to find out that no one seemed that interested in it? Maybe even felt downright depressed thinking, what is going on? Did I mistype something? Did something go wrong here? There has to be a reason why people aren't latching onto this. You know, those moments where you know you have lightning in a bottle, and yet it seems like people just aren't getting it. Well, you might need to hire a marketing company that can help you take your business to the next level. I want to tell you about Acelity Marketing. They're the marketing company that B2B SaaS companies can count on, and they help them grow faster with bold sales and marketing processes that actually work. See, it's not about creating content and then praying that please, 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 please let me have a sale today. It's about trusting a business that's actually different because they have over 10 years of hands-on experience working with B2B companies. And remember, it's the outcomes that count. The results speak for themselves. That's why I trust Acelity Marketing. Go to acelitymarketing.com to find out more. So yesterday I was having an interview with a person, Angela Ferrante, who's coming. Her episode's going to go live in a couple of months, really. But she's the founder of Laudable. It's an app, a software you can use that will basically capture your customers' comments about you and basically repurpose them as social proof. So all that to say, we were having a conversation. We were chatting about kind of the early days of her business. And she made this comment that I think I was quoting her or saying something about her. And I said, you know, hey, you mentioned in the early days you weren't making any money. And she interrupted me and said, no money. I wasn't making any money or a little bit of money, like literally no money. I was making literally no money. And I laughed about that because I really related with that, because that is, in one sentence, the early days of entrepreneurship. And another reason why I've been thinking about this episode a lot lately, it's kind of a weird time for me, actually, because last year, the business started doing pretty decently, is what I would call it. By the end of the year, the business was doing really well, so well that I was able to pay off some debt that I had accrued over the years, some debt that I had brought in over COVID. And the business was in a pretty good place. Part of that also was, you know, the longer I've been in business, the more I've been able to really refine who my buyer is, to really think about who ultimately purchases from me. You know, these are things that you think you have clarity about, and then the longer you get into business, the more you realize I didn't really know what I was talking about. In fact, I was updating some brand stuff for my business recently, and I was seeing how I had talked about myself just like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And I was kind of cringing. I was like, I can't believe that's how I talked about myself or my services or what I did or what I offered. I think part of this is it's just kind of the journey of it. You know, like you learn more each and every year, like you're becoming more experienced in your craft year after year. And you're ultimately learning like what's actually important and what's not important. But over the last year, I feel like I've really honed in on my specialty. And then also just through, I mean, I would call it coincidence. It's really not so much coincidence. I had someone on the show probably maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And they talked about, I don't know if you'd call it like accidental entrepreneurship, but they talked about this product they were selling that they kind of stumbled into. It was a like a small tack-on thing that they did. They sold like, I think I mentioned this in a recent episode. They sold some kind of like meeting management software or something to that effect. Well, one of the things they sold with that was like this meeting organizer, planner, scheduler, something that went with like a journal or like a, it wasn't a journal. It was like a, it was some kind of like way to do your meeting, I guess. So they were selling this software, and over time, it just wasn't getting momentum. But what people started really buying and looking at was this other, like, smaller piece of the pie. And they were like, hey, that's really interesting. Well, what this business did was they ended up doing that full time. And that then became the premise of their business. Now, I'm totally underserving this example. And the only reason for that is I would say that pretty much everyone who's come on the podcast, I can remember the interview. I can remember the conversation. This company came on the podcast in a period where I guess it came out of COVID. We had booked so many people on the podcast that, I mean, I was booked out like 4, 5, 6 months in terms of recording, like where the episode that would get aired was actually recorded like 6 months prior. So it's actually taken, it was a weird time. So because of that, I don't really remember the full details about the business other than they were a seven-figure brand. And, you know, I mentioned that because, again, I've totally underserved this example of being like, yeah, they sold a journal or, you know, whatever the fact may be. Point being, though, how they got to where they were was through like just listening to customer feedback, leaning in on that. There's some conversations here, by the way, about like ego in business and like understanding the pain of getting too attached to what you want to run in terms of your business and instead letting your customers drive you. You know, when you do that really well, you could pivot your business really well and really lean into that feedback to sell something that people really want. This also, by the way, even if you're not talking about like changing products, this can inform how you sell what you sell, or like, you know, customers who would like really like a certain thing that you do that's part of your product or service. Anyway, point being, over the last year, so Good Advice at its core is a consulting company. We scale businesses. We work with business owners who are ready to scale. You know, they've taken something, they've sold something, it's working, there's magic there. And they're thinking about what's the next big picture for their business. Well, part of that also has been the identification of a couple of other offers, these sort of done-for-you offers, which I knew I wanted to get into my business in some form. I didn't know what that was. And this had come from years of working with other marketers, years of chatting with other people who were much more experienced than I was, who had basically said as much of, you know, hey, you have like your collaborative piece of your business, but what's the done for you side? What's the side that's actually much more scalable in the sense of you're not bottlenecked by your time? And I didn't really know what that was. Well, last year around summertime, we added SEO. So it's actually been about a year now. We added SEO to our services. And funny enough, we added podcasting to our services too. So the way this has kind of played out is, you know, we scale brands, but then for businesses that want us to handle like the SEO or even like niche enough, you know, randomly enough, the businesses that they want to scale their brand through a podcast, we're a really great fit for that. But I'm totally oversimplifying this. This is absolutely probably as clunky as it maybe sounds. I was at a kid's birthday party and I was telling this story about this company that really over the last year, there's been a number of businesses that I've started working with in this podcast space. And I was talking about this one particular customer to this person I was chatting with at this kid's birthday party. And she goes, "So are you a podcast production company now?" Like, kind of teasing, like, is that what you should just be now? And I'm like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, I really have no clue. Because part of me is like, do I just lean full blown into this? And I really don't know the answer, honestly. And this is honestly, the last 3 or 4 minutes has really just been me kind of rambling about what I've been thinking about lately. Point being, though, I have found myself in a position of having more money than I've ever made with good advice. We had our best month ever in November of last month, or excuse me, of last year. December was also equally as good. February then was then the best month I'd ever had, and it was 40% higher than November. So it wasn't like this flash in a pan where I had this great month, but just a couple months later, I had an even better and even more massive month after that. And I'll be really candid. It got me to the point where I was kind of thinking like, I'm going to be able, this is so stupid. I was like, I'm going to be able to buy whatever I want from like the grocery store, you know, like I could just get anything, you know. It was like this total, like obnoxious sense of abundance of like, you know, I can finally buy whatever. I'm going to go on Amazon and be like, yes, I'm going to buy that, which I'm not a very material person. We're pretty frugal in general. And we also just don't typically buy things that we don't actually use. So I went like the other way on this in the sense of, now fortunately I didn't actually buy anything. Instead, you know, I started thinking about like, okay, let's think about how I can invest this or save this or what have you. But point being, I got in this position where I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to be a $1 million+ business owner. This is going to be incredible, was what I was thinking. So this isn't to be braggadocious or, you know, if you follow me on LinkedIn, and by the way, I do believe in being humble. I do believe in not being braggadocious. However, I've also learned that in the world of brand, in the world of entrepreneurship, there has to be some humble confidence. There has to be some, yep, I'm the right fit for this. I'm making it happen. I mean, I talk about the podcast, and a lot of times I talk about with the podcast, you know, hey, we've done, you know, this many dollars in advertising. It's $30,000+ in paid advertising on the podcast. And we've had people who, you know, I just had a guy who paid me to do an advertisement for him. And he was like, hey, I want it every week for the next 8 weeks. Now, I don't know if we're actually going to do that. I'm trying to stretch that out a little bit to be maybe every other week. But point being, that's the kind of thing I want to share about, because I want people to know, hey, there's value here. Hey, there's something. So there is this like interesting tension between, I don't want to be braggadocious, but I also do want to let people know, hey, this is an option. This are things that people are paying for. Getting back to the point, though, the business doing well is a really interesting thing to think about, because it's got me in the situation where, honestly, I feel very surreal and maybe scared. I'm kind of having like this existential crisis now in the moment that I'm recording this episode. I don't know. It feels very weird in the sense of, you know, I acquire a great customer, and then I'm like, not so much even, I'm not so much really, I don't struggle with imposter syndrome the way I did 3 or 4 years ago. Like it's a different kind of imposter syndrome, where today it's a lot more around like, what if I lose all my customers tomorrow? Like, what if, like things like that, that kind of freak me out. You know, I've spent all this time like climbing the mountain, and I've reached this point of the mountain where I feel really proud when I look back and see all that I've accomplished. I feel really proud about it. But at the same time, I feel terrified of like slipping on that next grip and sliding all the way back down to the bottom. I legitimately don't know what I would do if I lost everything tomorrow. Just because now, and this is like, this is totally my ADD kicking in here. This is also like a really obnoxious marketing thing, by the way, where like marketing influencers will be like, if I lost it all tomorrow, what would I do? And here's how I would start back over from square one. And, you know, and so I don't want to fall into like that kind of stuff. But it knowing how much I've kicked and clawed and scratched and climbed and made my way to where I am today, it's a bit scary to think about starting back at square one. And I kind of wonder, like, do I have the personal endurance to go through that again? Now, I do think it'd be a lot easier. I think I made things a lot harder on myself. And it's really, this is actually really the conversation I want to get at today, is talking about, is there pain in entrepreneurship? You know, I mentioned at the very start of the episode that I've been talking with different business owners lately, some very successful business owners, and we've just been kind of swapping stories. There's one guy I really respect who does really well for himself, and we've been just trading some ideas about about what people think entrepreneurship is like, or business ownership, what people think it's like to own a business and run a business versus what it actually is like. And what I will tell you is that the general understanding about entrepreneurship is this very sexy, fun, you make so much more money, you make your own hours. It's honestly the 4-hour work week. If you've read that book from Tim Ferriss, nothing against Tim Ferriss at all, by the way. I don't know this guy. I don't follow any, I just don't follow any of his content. So I don't really know anything about him, but that book has come up several times. Just as I've talked with other entrepreneurs and like people's motivations of why they're starting their business, like they want to get to the 4-hour work week, you know, passive income, yada, yada. You hear this a lot also with like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, all this other, you know, all this other stuff that's out there that's all about, you know, ultimately it's all about like living your best life, and you know, the money just kind of rolls in on its own. What I will tell you is, if that is your premise for getting into entrepreneurship or business ownership, you are heading towards a train wreck. You're heading to some deep pain. Because now understand something here for a second. This is my story, and this is the story. Here's what I'll tell you. I'm willing to be wrong about this. Okay? It's not my goal for entrepreneurship to be miserable for you. It's not my goal for business ownership to feel like a real tribulation for you. If it's easy for you, I'm happy for you. And I hope that that is the case. It's like my buddy, he started his own business, and literally like 5 days into business, I was like, hey man, just know it's going to take a while. And by day 5, he had signed this major band as one of his customers. And I mean, it just was like, he was like, dude, I can't believe it. And I was like, I also can't believe it. I don't even know what to say to you about this. Like, this is pretty, I mean, it was pretty wild. So like, I hope that that is your story, but let's talk about what is most often the story. Let's talk about some real statistics. Let's talk about some real numbers. I have had on the podcast, we've aired over 400 episodes, over 400 official episodes. Of the unnumbered episodes, because we have some that, like, I did a series that was called Final Friday. I think this was back during COVID, where it was like, hey, this is like a check-in episode. So we've done like random pieces of content like that. The actual like unofficial episodes is like maybe 430, maybe 440. And in that time, I've probably had maybe, I don't know, 200 people on the podcast, 200 business owners. I will tell you that the majority of business owners who've come on the podcast are 7-figure earners. They're running a brand that's doing very well. It's 7 figures or near 7 figures or in a couple of extremely rare situations, I've had a couple people on the podcast who are running eight-figure brands. There's just a handful of people that immediately come to mind where I'm like, man, those people are like literally at the top of their game. You look at pictures of some of them, they have like Lamborghinis. I mean, they have it all. They literally have it all. And this, not necessarily have it all in terms of quality of life. They have it all in terms of like all the stuff that you would see someone like that having. They have all that stuff. What I will tell you is, in talking to all of those people, I'm going to be really honest with you, okay? I cannot think of one who told me an overnight success story or an easy road to success. I cannot think of one. Now, there may have been one in there, but I literally, like, if you were to tell me, if you were to name someone on my show, like, hey, this person came on your podcast, I would, for the most part, except for this example I gave earlier, where I couldn't remember this guy's product, I'd for the most part remember their story, you know, what they do, what they sell, within reason, I guess. All of these people who've come on the podcast, and this was honestly really helpful for me, because let's tie this back into the early days of good advice, okay? Early days of good advice, customers here or there, here and there, enough to pay my mortgage, enough to pay my grocery bills. In hindsight, I don't feel like I made any money. Now, I must have, because I was able to, you know, like I said, I was able to actually like pay my mortgage and pay for utilities and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like I wasn't making any money. I was definitely making not nearly as much as I was making at my salary job before that. I think maybe my very first year in business, I think I maybe made half of what I had made at my previous company, my previous job, maybe something like that. But I was also working crazy hours. I mean, like, crazy, and it was ineffective hours, because I didn't know what to do. It was ineffective hours where it was like, yeah, I worked 10 hours today, but like I spent 4 hours like tweaking my website, you know, stuff that like was totally meaningless, right? Like stuff that like just didn't really matter, didn't really make a difference on my bottom line, but it was busy work because I didn't know what else to do. And also in those early days, I remember borrowing money from people. And I had a few friends, a few really gracious friends who, I'm thinking of two of them, two different couples who knew us for a long time, who both of them, one of them gave us money, a little bit of money up front to help us with like one of our mortgages. And then the other couple gave us some money. Well, I say gave us, they both gave us money and said like, hey, you don't ever have to pay this back. But I proudly paid both of them back. Because I was like, hey, you know, you gave this to me and I want to make sure you get back what you're owed. But going back then, though, I mean, we had people who loaned us money. I'll be really honest. I had friends and family who were very doubtful, who were very open that I was making a mistake, that I was doing the wrong decision. I'll just say I got very little support from some of my closest people. I got very little support, and not just like very little support, but like the other direction support. So in 5 years of good advice, we started out with some pretty negative, comments about the business and not a lot of money. And it was really freaking hard. I remember my wife, I mean, she had like around $5,000 or $6,000 saved, or maybe $10,000. I can't remember. And I remember telling her like, hey, if we invest this into the business, like here's the path from A, B, C, you know, all the way to Z of how we're going to do really well for ourselves and make a lot of money. That money was spent very fast. It got spent very quickly, unfortunately, and it did not get me to where I needed to go. So why am I telling all this? I'm telling all this because you just have to know the cost that is associated with entrepreneurship and running a business. And what I will tell you is you can know that it is the minority of businesses that survive, not the majority. This is survivorship bias. You know, not no one, it's kind of like getting married. No one gets married with the plan to get divorced. In the same way, no one starts a business with the plan of going broke or going bankrupt or shutting the business down. There's a lot of really positive emotions, you know, the 4-hour work week, this is what I'm going to do. And you just need to know that there is a cost. Now, here's the thing. I don't want to say that this is like a rite of passage, which there kind of is. But again, if for you, it's easy and you get your customers fast and you're surprised as to how it worked and you didn't have to put much effort into it, you can know that you are the exception. And for everyone else listening, you probably won't be the exception. It's just statistically speaking, this is just the pure numbers of it, the math behind it. Look up the failure rates of small businesses today. So for me, I started Good Advice in, I think it was 2018. We went into 2019, or maybe it was 2019 that I started. Let's see here. We just celebrated 5 years. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, yeah, 2018 is when I started it. So after I celebrated my second year in business, COVID happened. And I remember there being a significant shift in the momentum of my business. I went from some pretty big clients to basically losing those clients. I don't want to say overnight. There was this really odd thing that happened with COVID where I had this really awesome boost to my business, like right when COVID happened. But definitely downline, I really struggled. And I think part of that too was, you know, a big part about business is like relationships and connections. And frankly, I don't even know if it was so much COVID as it was me. My daughter was born on March 11th in 2020. It was the literally the very next day is when everything shut down on March 12th. I remember trying to get toilet paper and I couldn't get toilet paper. Actually, no, I did get toilet paper. I got two things of it. And the Walmart employee was like, sir, you can't take two. You can only take one. And I was like, oh, okay. And then they wouldn't let me walk with it. Like they were like, I'm going to have to take that. And I was like, okay, this is weird. This is interesting. You know, that was what life was like back then, right? But I had a real momentum shift in my business because I had had my daughter was born, things were closed. And I really kind of just treated that as a time to just like, I don't regret that time. Literally, my wife and I would just hang out with my daughter all day. And then she would go to sleep. Well, sleep. I mean, she was a baby. She didn't really sleep at all. But like, we just had some great time. We cracked open those board games we had never touched before. We had a table that was like permanently up in our living room with a board game on it. And like in the evening, we would just continue the game. You know, like we had some sweet, sweet memories. But I wasn't investing in the business. I think I was doing enough to keep the business going. Well, I really felt that. I felt the price of that as things started opening back up again. Our growth group that had gone to Zoom went back to in person. And what was really, this is kind of an interesting indicator of this. Before COVID, our growth group probably had maybe 15, 20 people who would come to it. I remember when we went back to in person, it was me and just me for many weeks. And occasionally you'd have like a small group of people who would come. But I remember multiple weeks it being just me and just being like, man, I've lost all momentum, right? So it's taken a long time to get back to where I am today, where I'm genuinely excited and amazed, honestly, at some of the momentum that I'm experiencing in my brand. And it's, you know, 5 years of grueling effort to get here. You know, and really the purpose of today's podcast is if you aren't deeply passionate about what it is that you're going to sell and what it is you're going to do for your business. And it doesn't even, I would even say, it doesn't even have to so much be the thing as it is. Like for me, I love business. It's fun for me. I love marketing. I love sales. I love, I think the reason that SEO made sense is because I love SEO. I love like the analytical, like crunchy under the hood metrics of it all. I think it's just very interesting stuff. I love podcasting. Obviously, here I am, 400 plus episodes, 5 years deep. I love doing this stuff. But like going back to consulting, even if I didn't love business, I love helping people. I do. I'm a former high school teacher. I love teaching people. I love coaching people. I love working with people. So even if it wasn't business, it would have been something, right? But point being, I love what I'm doing. And if that's not true for you, I think you might have a hard time in the world of entrepreneurship because you have to understand the cost associated with it. You know, I've been talking about things going well with good advice. We had these two amazing months. January, the month in between, was my worst month I've had since last summer, almost a year ago. So imagine how I'm feeling this amazing month and then one of the worst months, you know? But what I can tell you is that is normal in entrepreneurship. It's normal in business. It happens. There have been so many times where I've gone to my wife and I've said, I don't know how we're going to pay our bills. I don't know how we're going to put food on the table. I don't know how I'm going to do X, Y. Like, I can't think of anything specific. I just remember long hours and late nights. I mean, panicked nights. I mean, there was a time, I think this was around like maybe year two or year three, where we went to the hospital because I was having chest pain and they thought I was having a panic attack. You know, I've gained gray hairs in 5 years, right? So often the story that gets told about entrepreneurship is just so beautiful and amazing. You know, it's kind of like when couples post their couples online, they never post the fights or the ugly moments. You need to know that that's entrepreneurship. And if you aren't willing to pay the price, if you're not willing to bear the cost of potentially working double the hours with half the pay, then it may not be for you. It may not be for you. That thing that you want to make your full-time gig, it may be better off as a side hustle. Now, understand again for a second now, I'm not being negative, but I'm being honest about my journey and the journey of, like I mentioned, the majority of people who come on the podcast, with the occasional rare ones who, you know, it was easy, it was natural, it was a good fit, you know, and again, that could be you, it just might not be. So the takeaways from today is be honest with what the journey could look like and truly decide for yourself, is this for you? Because for me, man, this is the hardest thing I have ever done. It is the hardest thing I have ever done. I feel real pain around the hours that I've worked and the time it's taken away from my kids and my family. And I feel real pain about my poor wife for all the stress that I put her through of these last 5 years. You know, getting to where we are today has been a long journey. But in my case, I feel deep fulfillment for the people that I get to help. It deeply fills me. And if the work that you're envisioning doing does not do the same for you, I would say run. There's no shame in a 9-to-5 job. A lot of people like to act like there is. There's no shame in a 9-to-5 job. There's no shame working for somebody else simply because entrepreneurship is not for everyone. Now, having said that, if you find yourself on the path of entrepreneurship and the pain that's associated with it, and you're local to Northwest Arkansas, I know we got a lot of local listeners and a lot of people abroad. I will say we do have a local meetup on Tuesday mornings here in Northwest Arkansas at the Red Kite in Springdale. Happens every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. It's getting pretty full. It's getting, you know, we're having to bring in a lot of extra chairs and kind of squeeze around this one table. But don't let that stop you. You know, if you want to be able to talk and have some honest conversation about the journey of sales and, you know, running a business and all of those things, that's a free group every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. And I did decide a long time ago that no matter what was happening with my business, I would always commit to running that group. So all that to say, I hope this wasn't too negative of an episode. I hope you don't feel like the wind has been knocked out of you if you've been excited about entrepreneurship. Instead, I hope that you have a more realistic understanding of what the heck you might be getting into. So if you are prepared, at least more prepared than I was, I think the path of pain is so much more manageable and so much more doable than it is, or it was for me, and also how it's been for many other people. So all that to say, that's today's episode. Thanks for tuning in today. We're bringing you good advice wherever you are. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, following the podcast, and what have you. We do have a Patreon if you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/goodadvice. Or if you want to be one of our amazing advertisers or sponsors for the podcast, you can email me, blake@goodadvicecoaching.com. We appreciate you. That's today's good advice. I'll see you later.